Destiny's Child may be heading to Broadway. Tierra Marie is still on the run from 50 Cent. And Scott Disick may be getting his own show. We will be talking all about it on Back to Reality. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey peeps, happy Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday at that. I am your girl Nakia Monet. Welcome back to Back to Reality, the craziest show on the planet. I am here with my girl.
Hey Kiki Boom Boom.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Drew. Okay, Drew J for the youth.
Yeah, so Drew is hanging out with us today, holding it down for Howard.
Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Howard is with his fam, living his best life. I've been stalking him on Instagram. He needs to come back home. But my girl, Drew, is here. Actually, so for those who don't know, Drew is our permanent fill-in. We don't ask her, we tell her. So.
Yeah. I just sit at home and wait until I get the text and then I pop
Drew,
up.
When we live in her best life, we're like, hey girl, so Sunday, great. One of us won't be here. So welcome, Drew.
Thank you.
So how's your weekend been going so far?
My best friend's in town, so it's been fun. We've been, you know, doing the LA things.
Yeah.
Not the touristy things because she's been here too many times, but like like the insider LA things.
I love it. I've also been stalking you guys on social media because
yes.
All I do is sit at home and stalk my friend. I have FOMO, so.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was chill. I just worked, slept, went to go see Avengers again.
Listen.
We've seen it the first time together.
Yeah, seen it a third time tomorrow.
Yes. So here we are. So I had a really chill, washed weekend. But I'm here. It's Sunday. I'm happy to be back. Drew and I are going to tear down this Back to Reality rundown as best as we can and try to make you guys laugh as best as we can. So let's get into our first segment, Moments of the Week.
Moments like this, when it's time to get ill, we be so ahead of time.
I feel like you could just, I love how we try to twerk to these songs.
You can't.
Hey, 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 turn up, turn up.
You can't see it, but I'm throwing it back.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Just like the first topic.
Yes. Child, oh my goodness. So the first topic, we're going to start off with one of my faves, our girl Cardi B. I am obsessed with Cardi B.
Gang,
gang. It says that Cardi B turns down a deal. The rapper turned down a plea deal offer to plead guilty to a Class A misdemeanor charge in which she would receive a conditional discharge. Now that she rejected one plea deal, the original charge against her remains. She has also been ordered not to have contact with the woman involving, including comments on social media. So for those who don't know, Cardi B had gotten into a fight with this young woman at a strip club. Allegedly, the woman was one of the women who were sleeping with Cardi B's baby daddy Offset. But Cardi B is that type of girl who don't ask questions and she throws the hands. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And allegedly, she got in the fight and threw the hands. So our girl Cardi B headed to court, but she turned down a plea deal because she ain't snitching. Allegedly.
Listen. As Scott Disick said one time, you're a real hood bitch. And I really, like,
I need that as my ringtone.
Same. That's my favorite thing he's ever said. But no, I am, you know, Cardi's real. Cardi's a real deal. She's not a snitch. So I'm not surprised by it. I hope she doesn't end up, you know, getting screwed over.
I know.
This.
I hope. It's just fishy because homegirl, the girls, one, you should never put your hands on anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Cardi did, but it's unfortunate because then, like, with her and the whole Nicki beef, the girls were in Nicki Minaj's videos. They all follow each other.
Success.
Same thing with the Remy Ma thing, and I'll touch on that later because we're going to speak on Remy Ma, how, like, weirdly, the people involved in these two girls follow Nicki and in love with Nicki Minaj.
And her fan base is a little crazy.
Yep.
And my Twitter account got suspended one time because I said the Queen album wasn't her greatest album.
The Barbs, the Beehive, the Future Hive, they don't play.
They do not.
The Navy's, Rihanna's group is good.
It's because they're smoking weed.
Right, on a beach.
They minding their own business.
But those damn Barbs and that Beehive and Future Hive, and there's another group that's like really, they love their people.
Yeah.
Maybe Party Gang? No, Party Gang.
Party Gang is chill. I feel like any of like the ex-Disney kids have really crazy fan bases.
Let's not even get into them, but...
But let's get into this because I personally love this love story. Tierra Marie is now on the run thanks to the good boy, 50 Cent.
He's crazy.
Beloved hip-hop star has a warrant out for her arrest after she failed to show up for a court hearing with the rapper. The judge has put out a $5,000 bench warrant after trying to reach the reality star and her lawyers. is she still thinking this is like foreplay? Like what is going on?
Low key, I feel like they're flirting with each other online.
It's, yes, and it's weird.
It's weird.
Don't be wrong. I'm very much the type of flirt where I'm like, you're stupid. But in reality, I'm like, I want to make out with you.
Same.
But this is just like, I don't like getting courts involved.
Yeah, and I get it. When you sue somebody, but I like, she's honest. She's like, hashtag, I ain't got it. I'm broke.
My favorite thing that she has done, or actually that 50 did, was she made the song, and then he bought the rights to the phrase.
He is so petty, a true cancer.
So she didn't make money from it. I was like, you're mine.
How can she pay you 50? I low-key love him. He's crazy.
I mean, I just... Be on the lookout for VH1's 50 and Tierra's wedding special.
I literally, next month I see them dating, so.
I do too.
That will be great. Speaking about VH1, T.I. has an Easter surprise. According to reports, the rapper and reality TV star T.I. bailed out 23 non-violent and mostly first-time prisoners on Easter Sunday. Wow, that's amazing. He joined, good night. It's Sunday and obviously I can't talk. He joined forces with the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church and Scrap from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta to curate a program which ultimately raised $120,000 in donations and went towards 7 men and 16 women who were released. The original goal was $40,000 in 40 days, and they succeeded that with 80 G's. That is amazing.
Two men that I very much would like to see.
Honestly,
factual.
No disrespect to Tiny, but T.I., I feel like...
And no disrespect to Bambi.
Yo.
But...
The Bams.
The Bams, because she could fight.
Something about Atlanta men...
ATL down south. I think it's dope though that, because I feel like especially with these like new rappers, we're just like, y'all are acting stupid with all your money and you're not like, how are you paying back to community? Right. And it's nice to see that, you know, these, you know, kind of legends are sitting here and really helping the culture. So
that's dope. Shout out to
here
ATL.
For it. I just feel like there's some, like, Beyonce and the Knowles family in general has just been blessing us.
Yes.
Just, like, so much. So much. And Matthew Knowles is continuing that blessing for us, I think. I actually am not sure how I feel about this yet.
Right.
He's going to Broadway. The former manager, a.k.a. Beyonce's daddy, of Destiny's Child is going to Broadway with a new musical called Survival, the Destiny's Child musical.
Son.
He made the announcement on social media, and he plans to take it to London first and then around the world. No word of any of the Destiny's Child members are involved yet, but this news has fans in mixed reactions.
Yeah, because you know what's weird? You know why Destiny's Child can't get back together? Because Matthew owns the rights.
Mm.
So that's why, like, we're never probably going to get a reunion. And I think the way Beyonce's working, she doesn't want to do anything where he gets... Like, she loves her dad, but I think she's like, you won't... Me, Kelly, and Michelle need to benefit from it, not you.
Yeah.
So I think dad was like, but you know what? F y'all. I'm going to do a play.
Yeah.
And I'm taking it across the
also,
world.
Also, I just feel like Survivor is a trash name for this.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many...
So many names.
So many names you could have gone with, but you chose Survivor.
Come on, Matthew.
I don't like that. And also, there's just no one that can play Beyonce like Beyonce. Like,
exactly.
I will never support a Beyonce biography because I don't think we're ever going to
find
someone.
No one will ever play Beyonce but Beyonce.
Maybe Normani down the road.
Yo.
I'd give that one.
Or me, so.
I'll play Kelly.
First of all, Kelly, I just need whatever she's taking. Because Kelly has never aged and is one of the most beautiful people on this planet.
I saw the episode of Smart Guy the other day where they were on it, and she is the exact same person. Like, hasn't aged.
That's creepy.
At all.
And her and Beyonce literally look like what they did in Smart Guy.
They're sipping whatever Pharrell's sipping.
Facts. That's that billionaire juice. Blood. All right. Let's go to our next segment. This is our social media segment. Let me take a selfie. Yes, yes. Pose. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
This is where Drew and I will kind of give you guys an insight of what's happening on social media for your favorite reality stars and TV stars.
Yes, the good sis, Kenya Moore, Miss Twirl herself, former Real Housewives of Atlanta star, is all smiles while on the cover of Sheen magazine with her baby girl, Brooklyn.
Gosh.
I know. She posted on their social media about how exciting it is to see her personality develop and various skills that she's gotten. And she's so cute.
That, oh my gosh, was, well, first of all, how can you be so beautiful after birthing a baby? And two, how can a baby be so beautiful?
This baby really is so pretty because Mark Daly, who's Kenya's husband, is...
Yes. And can I just say, from those who from Brooklyn, I'm from Brooklyn. He is the owner of one of my favorite restaurants in Brooklyn, Soco, which is. I think it's not off Atlantic Ave. I forgot because there's two Socos in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But he does the Soco where it's all soul food and they have the best red velvet chicken and waffles.
Listen, I went there last time I was in New York and I was like, this is a move.
Yes. And the drinks, shout out to Kenny and her beautiful family. Speaking about another beautiful family, P. Diddy, one of my idols. I love him. Him and his beautiful, beautiful kids, his daughters, they blessed the cover of Essence magazines for the next month cover in honor of Mother's Day. And as we know that Diddy and his kids lost Kim Porter tragically. So she passed away. So this, I feel like they're paying homage to Kim and Daddy. Daddy. Okay. Obviously, I want Diddy to be my daddy because... That was a Freudian slip. Diddy! Sorry, y'all.
I don't blame you.
I'm looking for my sugar daddy. No, let me stop. But Diddy dedicated this cover to his ex, Kim Porter. And inside the magazine, it's him, his sons, his daughters. And it's pretty dope. And Essence did a really cool interview about, like, the love from black women. And all his kids got to sit down and talk about that. So I thought this was a very beautiful cover of Diddy and the family.
This is such a beautiful family. It's, like, unreal.
Gorgeous. Adopt me. Obviously, I'm looking for a daddy.
Quincy,
so.
Call me. Thanks.
Facts. Whole family.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Hey, Quincy. We love you over here. All right, let's get into our next segment, Bird Talk. Because all the birds are chirping. this is a segment where Drew and I, well, we kind of took the segment from social media. So instead of reporting on the social media, Drew and I thought that we would act out these people's social medias.
Yes.
I will go first.
Okay.
So the first person is Little Mo. So Little Mo was on her Twitter, and Little Mo be going ham sometimes. And half of the time, I don't know what she's talking about, but we love Little Mo, and I'm still waiting for that album because the first album was classic,
a banger,
and legendary. So I'm going to try to do this for those who are not watching us and listening. I'm going to try to do this without the curses. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to try. And this is Little Mo. This is not Nakia doing this.
She's personally in the studio.
Little Mo's here. I wish I could do her Philly accent. Ever have... Okay. Ever have a dude make you laugh so hard that you start to hate all the women he ever dealt with or that he knows? You don't want him making bitches laugh? I'm sorry, I had to say bitches because it just made sense. You don't want him making bitches laugh because they just gonna want to F him? I hate my possessiveness and my thoughts. LOL, 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 LOL.
You know when, like...
That's weird.
Lil Mo, when she puts the laughing emojis, they concern me because I know that she's being dead ass.
She's not laughing at all. Lil Mo, like, I feel like we'll do a Kiki Ryan and stab her ex-husband.
Yes.
If it came to it.
Well, the true queen of the North... The true heir to the Iron Throne, Maxine Waters, reclaiming my time, had some things to say about Russia and Trump because...
I'm really interested. This is my queen.
Yes. I received some criticism because I said Repubs supporting Trump after his crimes and work with Russians are unpatriotic. Yes, I said it. How can you know the enemy Russia is undermining our democracy and say and do nothing? If you don't care, I do. We must impeach Putin's President Trump. Reclaiming my time.
That's a read, Auntie Maxine. That's a read. First of all, Maxine Waters is, what, 80 now, I think?
The baddest.
Like, the true queen, one of the most amazing people on this planet, and we must protect her at all costs.
All costs.
Like, I'll fight you if you threaten my queen.
Factual.
The real queen of the North.
On site.
On site. Gang, gang. speaking about on site, Candy Burris, ex-singer, not ex, still singer of Escape, popular star in Real Housewives of Atlanta. Her beautiful daughter, Riley, is growing up. She literally, it's like Candy spit Riley out. It's scary.
Yeah, that's her twin.
Scary, scary. So Riley posted this really cute photo on social media, and Riley says, chill Tuesday, smiley face. Well, here come mama. Because, you know, that's one thing about having your parents follow you on social media. Because my mom does this to me on Facebook. They just want to interject and cock block everything on social media. So, and mind you, Riley is wearing this really cute black dress. At least I think it's cute. But her it's mother cute. Says, what do you have on, ma'am? And then Riley writes, crying face to her mom. Her stepdad, Todd, then comes on and says, you better take that off. Uh-oh. And I feel like he wanted to type before we beat your ass. But he was like, I can't say it on social media. so someone on the I Am the King of Fitness says, yeah, it's time to start serving little Candy. And Candy wrote him back and says, no, it ain't. Don't get her in trouble. Like, I will throw the hands. I will F you up. Don't come for my child. Yeah. She's a little girl.
Yeah, don't forget, Candy been out here.
Don't think I'm not in the club. Don't think I'm not. I miss Candy singing.
I used to skate that at a Champs roller rink.
Yes.
Louisville, Kentucky, on the gang.
Come on, Kentucky.
You know. 502 come up. Anyway. Gang. In case you all aren't tired of this beef, which you probably are because I am, Ella May and Jacquees are still going at it. And so Ella May had something to say because apparently Jacquees was pulled on stage by Drake and sang the Trip remix because that's Jacquees' only song that anyone knows.
Damn shame.
And so Ella had something to say on Twitter. Ooh. And Dreezy also had something to say to protect her man. And so Ella said, I'd be so embarrassed if someone brung me on stage and the only thing I could sing was someone else's song because nobody knew my actual music. Poor thing.
That accent is everything.
Thank you. I've been working on it. And then Dreezy said, because, you know, she got to protect her man. She said, first of all, he hate performing that song. They put him on the spot and he did what he was supposed to do. Every single he dropped is gold or plat. Humble yourself, girl.
Bloop, bloop, boop.
Gang, gang.
Gang on a gang.
But, I mean, I don't know any of those. Actually, let me not play Jacquees like that. He did have a mixtape a while back that, like, did slap pretty hard.
I would say his mixtape, I'm not a huge Jacquees fan, but his mixtape is really good. And I will say, after that whole Ella May thing, his album did a really good job. So, Treasy's right, but Ella May's also right. I'm here for the drag.
I am too. They're both right, but just like get over it.
That's what I'm like Ella May. People have been doing this for ages in the hip hop and R&B thing. People take your songs, they sing and they rap all over it. And then Jacquees, pay homage. Like, just do an effing song together already. Yeah. Enough, and then put Dreezy so she can rap it. All right, y'all. Let's get into our news and gossip segment.
Flashing lights.
The only time we will respect Kanye. He's playing old Kanye.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Church of Kanye.
Oh, Lord. Google Jim Jones, everybody.
And don't drink the Kool-Aid.
And I'm not talking about the rapper.
Bowling.
I ain't talking about that Jim Jones. Google Jim Jones and then come back to me next week with a report and you tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I say this every week, but people think I'm playing. Like... Well, speaking of Kanye West and keeping up the Kardashians, which Howard and I are also on that show. Make sure you guys tune in on AfterBuzz TV. Kate Binks. Scott Disick seems to be getting his own show. Scott, after appearing on Keeping Up with the Kardashians for over a decade, Scott is getting his own show called Flip It Like Disick. It's an 8-episode house flipping and remodeling series set to air this summer on E! And it will give viewers an inside look at Scott Disick's luxurious personal and professional lives as he tackles home projects for celebrity friends and family. Are you into it? Will you be watching? Do you care?
Is that what he does for a living?
I did not know he did real estate, but he does. He flips homes.
I just thought he was Lord Disick.
He is the Lord.
Like, I mean, personally, for me, Scott's the most entertaining part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So if there's a way that I can unplug myself from the Kardashians to watch Scott, I might be into it.
And I will say, like, this season and last season, like, I really do enjoy Scott because it just actually shows Scott being a dad. And he's a really good, and he loves his kids. And you kind of see the growth of Scott, and he's trying to be sober and, you know, losing his parents and doing all that. So I found it interesting that he is doing real estate. I'll probably watch.
Yeah, I'll support
Scott. He's the Lord, so why not?
You haven't really done anything out of pocket for me personally.
Same.
So I might support it. So, like we were talking about earlier with the Barbs being a little sus, Remy Ma, who is a star of Love and Hip Hop New York and also a legendary rapper, is catching some heat because fellow reality star Brittany Taylor is claiming that Remy punched her at a concert. Brittany says the altercation was in relation to an attack on Remy's stepdaughter, Dejanay, and that occurred a few weeks ago. Brittany went on her social media and posted a video with the caption, I didn't want to bring it to social media because it's pretty embarrassing. Now a good look, to be honest. I tried my best to cover it up with makeup and move on, but that still didn't work. Do we think Remy is back to her old ways?
You didn't want to bring it to social media, but you had a full-on photo shoot in a police office. And then you're on Love and Hip Hop and you're following Nicki Minaj. I think it's sus and weird. And I don't think that Remy has worked this hard on her husband for her to just randomly punch Brittany. Like, I know, like, when you watch Love and Hip Hop, Brittany has fought Like, Remy on the show has tried to talk with her, try to calm her down, try to be like, yo, stop beefing with Bianca, stop beefing with this girl. Remy has tried to give her insight. So I don't see Remy just going up to punch Britney in the face. And I think it is kind of corny for her to be like, oh, I didn't want to bring on social media, but here I am in front of the police station. Like, sis.
There's a few things that are very sketchy about the situation. That being one of them. Another being the timeline of her bruising in her face. Because y'all need, listen, y'all who want to fake this stuff, y'all need to either...
Okay.
Y'all need to pay attention because her face in the photo is like already purple and black. That takes about, on average, 72 hours for it to get that dark.
Exactly.
So you're telling me that the night that this happened, you went directly to the police station and it was already that color.
Lies. Like, it looks like she's been waiting a week before posting it.
Yeah.
And then she's been going on her way. So, you know, for those who don't know, Remy is now wearing her ankle bracelet. And she can't really travel right now. But I don't know. I just think it's kind of sus. And
I just don't think Remy would mess up the bag or what she has with her family for someone like Brittany Taylor. And there's too many sus things to it. I don't believe it.
It's crazy. Something that I don't believe. Black China. I love her. It looks like she wants to start over. It looks like the reality star is thinking about dropping her case against the Kardashians. In the lawsuit, which China initially filed in October 2017, she alleged that Kris, Kylie, Khloe, and Kim unlawfully plotted to terminate season 2 of Rob and China. I was thinking, where is that show? Causing her to lose a lot of financial gain. A source says China wants the Kardashian to give her another chance, and she's been testing the waters with them. China's on a journey and wants to put the past behind her. Do we think China is going to change?
Okay, well, due to the recent revelation... Because I don't know about you, but I was shocked. China's Harvard exception was fake. I'm not shocked. I'm sorry. I was like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But like that whole situation is fake. I don't know. I just think once a scammer, always a scammer.
That's a fact. I think China, because, you know, China and Rob tweeted recently to each other how they're, like, great parents.
Yeah.
And I think she's trying to get her life together, but I feel like she's going about it in the wrong ways. And I just feel like, you know, like, her and Amber aren't friends anymore, and I feel like there's something with that. I just feel like she needs to take a step back off of social media and do the things you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to post, like, I'm going to Harvard and it's not real. And then, yeah, you're... And I'm embarrassed for her. Like, I felt bad. I'm like, damn, China, come on.
Yeah, because the situation that bothers me is that she's... I don't think she's a bad mom. I think she loves her kids. I think she does a good job. And I think that should be enough. But for some reason, I feel like she has this need to prove to everyone else. And it's like, girl, just mind your business and take care of your
kids. And she's a great mom. I love seeing her with her kids, and I just feel like that's kind of what Amber did. Amber stepped off and Amber started doing her own thing, whether people like or wish you don't like about the slut walk. Amber is taking care of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see her out like that. So it's like, China, I just feel you need to just take a step back from social media and deal with your kids. And if you are going to school, kudos, do your thing and go to school.
Yeah, because I definitely do believe that the Kardashians probably have something to do with that sketchiness. And it's just like, girl, just take a step back, mind your own, and let karma handle it.
Exactly.
Because it's gonna come.
Sure.
Kardashians mess with too many black people for it not to come eventually. MTV has announced that they will be doing their first ever reality con, which is a fan convention for all things reality TV. It's going to bring together stars and producers of some of the best known modern reality series to discuss everything from the genre's indisputable influence on modern entertainment at large to some of the series that helped pave the way for shows like The Real World, Survivor, The Real Housewives, Jersey Shore.
Wow.
They haven't released the date or the location, but are we here for this?
That's very interesting. Weird, but interesting.
Yeah.
Weird, but weird in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Because reality TV is something that I feel like the TV world didn't think would take over the way it did. And we've been getting over 20 years of it. Damn near, actually, no, I'm sorry, 30, over 30 years of reality TV. So I think it's kind of cool. And I think it'd be cool if you can meet your favorite past reality stars.
Yeah.
Because I always wonder, what happened to the ladies from Flavor of Love? Where they at?
I think about Pumpkin at least 5 times a day.
Facts! Like, where's Bucky? Like, I want to see those people.
Getting bucked. Wow!
I want them to do a meet and greet. So I think it's weird, but in a good way weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
I mean, we both work in reality TV.
Yes.
We meet these people. Yes. Yeah. We work with these people, and they really are something interesting. So if there's a place where, like, the regular, you know, Joe, the average Joe, can go meet them and kind of hear, because I don't think people understand what all goes into reality TV.
Honey.
And all of the steps. It's not just simply turning on the camera and making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I think it would be really interesting to see. If you haven't seen the TV show Unreal on Lifetime, I think that's a great example of like what actually goes on, and you should check it out. But I'm here for it.
We're going to go. We're going to let y'all know.
We're going to be on a panel.
Yes! Speaking about reality stars and where everybody is, let's get into our next segment. Where they at, though? Hey, where they at, though? T.I., we would like to see it. Where they at, though?
Where it at, though?
Where it at? Because I know it's strong. I know it. The way he be talking. Sorry, Tiny. Tiny will fight me. On this season of Where They At, though, Octomom. Who remembers Octomom? Am I giving my age away?
8 to the dome.
Hey. Well, Natalie Solomon, the woman better known as Octomom, who had all the 8 babies.
She looks good.
She does. Her mother who gave birth to 8 babies. And reality stars, this is when she was starting to get into it, and it was weirdness and good in a weird way. She's ready to be back in the spotlight. The mom who gave birth to 8 kids via IVF, but has a total of 14. Sorry. Sheesh.
Excuse.
She had more kids after that? I'm sorry. She posted on her social media that she's open to coming back to reality TV when her kids get a little older. I like that. The mom had a deal with a UK production company a few years back, but she turned it down. Do we want to see her on the screens again?
I'm conflicted by this because I used to love John and Kate plus 8.
I was just thinking about
that. But I always think about those kids and like I'm like, damn, I hope they aren't like forever messed up because their parents went full blown crazy on TV. So
I know.
I get very weird about like kids being on reality TV. But I think as far as the concept, it would be interesting to see a mom with 14 kids.
Right. And I think it would be cool if they do it. You're absolutely right. Because I thought of John and Kate plus 8 and I'm like, damn, John is off here. He's off. And they started up as a beautiful family with their 8 kids. But I think it'd be cool to show like an IVF thing and what a lot of women and men are going through when they're trying to have kids. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
And I like that she said she'll wait till her kids get older. Like wait till they can make that choice for their own. Instead of putting them on cameras, because you're right, I don't want to see them 10 years from now. They're on, what's the show they used to have on VH1? The Surreal Life.
The Surreal Life.
They should bring back The Surreal Life.
Yeah, listen, please, since y'all don't understand that there's new, fresh ideas, if you're going to bring back a show, please bring back
The Surreal Life. I would like to see Surreal Life and Flavor of Love.
Yes.
And I love New York. Yes. All right, kids, let's get into our next segment, Villain of the Week. This is my favorite segment because this is where we get to drag someone who's not being so nice in the media this week. And this is Villain of the Week via reality TV. So for those who have been watching Hustle and Soul, one of my guilty pleasures because it's one of my favorite restaurants in New York City, Thandi and Lawrence. On this week's episode, Hustle and Soul, Thandi, the ex of the owner, Lawrence, has a breakdown after and ends up slapping, punching, and yelling at Lawrence after he tells her he will stay with Anna, his current wife, and Thandi was a mistake and they should have never messed around together. And for those who don't know, so Lawrence is this owner of this amazing soul food restaurant in New York. Like, amazing. It's been around for like ages, right? He has a baby mother girlfriend named Anna. They've been doing their thing, living his life. But he starts having an affair with his mistress with a girl who works in a restaurant, which is weird to me. Like, you do not eat where you shit. You don't shit where you eat. Excuse my language, but that was just weird. So then they got a deal for reality TV, and they put it all on the show. And ex-girlfriend and new girlfriend were fighting over Lawrence, which I don't really understand why, but okay. Maybe it's strong. I don't know. So now Hustle and Soul's in, what, season 3? And and Thandi, his mistress, is kind of obsessed, like obsessed. And her and Anna, all they do is fight in the shop. So I guess this is the time when he was like, you know what, him and Anna currently got married, I'm gonna stay with her. And Thandi just couldn't take it, so she beat him up. Moral of the story is, don't shit what you eat.
Facts. That's really, like, that's don't weird. Be stupid. Don't be stupid. Don't be mad at me, stupid, blue face voice. But if you're truly want to be that big of a trash can and cheat, can you cheat somewhere where it's not going to come conflict with your wife?
Can you not cheat with my employees?
Yeah. I feel like your wife. I feel like it's not that hard.
We own the restaurant together. And his mom also works there too, so that's fun. Come on, Lawrence, get it together. But great show.
Yeah, I wish I would try to bring some ish like that up in front of my mama.
My mother will drag me, literally, figuratively.
I would not be here today.
Today. Okay, speaking about today, tomorrow, and past, present, future, let's get into our last segment, shows to watch. Drew, take it away.
All right, so season 5073 of The Challenge has just come out.
I can't.
This is the challenge, War of the World. Are we over it?
Yes.
Yeah. I just like here's the thing. I was curious because I work with MTV a lot, and I was curious to see who these people were. And there's so many people that, one, aren't even a part of the MTV universe.
No.
And two, it's like all your favorites from the old days aren't there.
And that's the thing. So I was reading up on Real World and Road Rules, like, not to give my age away, but sis is up there a little bit.
Goodbye.
The first Real World came on when I was like six. That's what I'll just say. I'll keep it there. They're in 32 seasons. I just feel like, but then I don't want to be that person that's hating. I feel like if you are going to do it, something, be a little bit more creative. Mm-hmm. Like maybe take a break for a year or two and then come together and like every like once in a year do like OG's Real World versus OG's Road Rules. Yeah. You know, like, because this challenge with everybody, it's enough for me.
Yeah, because the problem with this show is that there's no, they used to have really good concepts. Yes. And so it would be like exes or like fresh meat versus, you know, veterans. And it's good. Like there was instant alliances already built and you could strategize and it was really interesting. Now it's just, it's a social media game, especially because social media is playing into it. So you see these people beefing online. So you already kind of have an idea of what's going to happen. I don't know if the challenge, in my opinion, will do well in this current social media world.
I don't think so either.
I'd like to see them try something different.
I'd like to see it.
Well, bring back Road Rules.
That would be cool. Do something cool. Like, bring something that we haven't seen. Bring the Road Rules back. Because, you know, they're bringing back Real World. Mm-hmm. And it's now going to be on Facebook. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Bring the Road Rules back. Because the challenge, I'm like, I don't get it anymore. And it was cool. Like you said, they had, like, boys versus girls. Or, I don't know.
Like, Battle of the Seasons.
That's dope.
That was one of my favorite
that's
ones.
Really dope. So, MTV, if you need people to help pitch, you got Drew and I here.
You already have
to help your pitch. Drew, thank you so much for holding it down with me on Back to Reality and sipping tea.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, you're welcome to come back anytime. Tell the peeps where they can find you, what you're doing, where you at.
Yes, you guys, if you like comic book stuff, I do a lot of the comic book shows here at AfterBuzz TV, so you can check me out on Thursday on Cloak & Dagger, or if you just want to, you know, chat about life and the pursuit of happiness, you can slide into my DMs at OKDrewJ.
Yes. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Make sure you guys subscribe to Everything BHL and follow Everything BHL. We are now on Spotify, iTunes, and if you guys listen to us on iTunes and Spotify, hi. Sorry for always yelling. I just feel like you can always see us, but you can't. Sorry. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and if you are into keeping up the Kardashians, myself and Howard, we do that on our sister channel AfterBuzz TV. We do that every Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific time, and then on Wednesdays Drew and I, we do the most ratchet but lovable Black Ink Chicago in New York, and then on Sunday, no, okay, good night, it's time for me to go to bed. All right, y'all, we'll see you next week, because I was gonna start repeating the whole cycle again. Bye.
Bye.
BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content, and be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.